the smells in the area? You know, the smell was just the burning, the dusty smell, burning smell, nothing, just a smell, smoke. Got out to Weston VZ. I saw Frank Carruthers. As it turns out, Frank was going to be the next highest ranking officer there alive, working. So I went up to Frank, who I know well. Frank became chief of department the next day, I think, or that day probably. Well, to Frank, I said to Frank, "Frank, listen, you can't see past the collapsed walkway, but it's destruction from here all the way down to Liberty." I said, "The street is totally blocked off. There's no way for anything to get in. Can we start making an opening at the far end at Liberty and West to start penetrating the pile along the street anyhow to make an opening?" He looked at me. He said, "Can you do that?" And I said, "Yeah, Frank, I'll try it." He said, "Go ahead." I turned to walk away. There were three guys there, civilians. The one guy who was like the leader of these three, you could see they were construction, dressed that way anyhow. He said, "I heard what you said. I can get equipment, heavy equipment, to help you. Do you want me to give you a hand?" And so I just immediately said, "Yes, of course." I said, "Well, come on, we'll walk up this way." He said, "What are you going to need?" I said, "We're going to need to move heavy steel building, steel, I-beams, box beams." He said, "Okay, I'll get..." He turns to his guys. He said, "Go down to that site, pick me up bulldozer, pick me up anything that's going to pick up steel, move steel, bucket loader, whatever it is. I'll go with this guy. What's your name?" "So my name is Lee. What's yours?" I don't remember his name. He gave me his business card. To this day, I kick myself because I didn't organize myself. I would love to find this guy because he was a godsend. And the other guys too, but this guy took charge. So we're walking, we're talking back and forth. I told him about my son, and there wasn't any, you know, he didn't know what to say. So I said, "We're going to need to move a lot of things out of the way down to the other." He says, "You got it, no problem at all." We got down to the other end. We went through the Amex building this time rather than try to hop over the rubble because it's time-consuming, up and down, up and down, up and down. Oh, Building 7 is... 6 is burning fiercely. You didn't see it, but 4 was burning fiercely. Building 5 was stem-to-stern fire. Building 7 was tremendous amount of fire. You could see the building, which was the customs building, not right down where we were. It was just burning. The fires were the fire department water system was compromised by the collapse, the calamity. People weren't sure where, what, and when, or how. Fire boats eventually hooked up to the pumping out of the Hudson. But yeah, fires. Oh shit! Everything was burning. No, I didn't pay attention to the fires. I mean, those buildings were good. Those smaller buildings were sound buildings. You know, what was going to happen? It's going to burn. There's nothing you're going to do. You know. Those guys that were looking for hoses to try and fight the fire a little bit, all right, go do that. I felt my thing was more important than trying to put out the fire. That's just, you know. We came out of the Amex building, went down Liberty. There's a little walkway that's still standing there, and it was standing that day. The windows were all blown in. That crossed over Liberty. Get down there. This guy, for some reason, I think his name was Tom, but I'm not too sure. He said, "What do you want to do? What do you want to start?" I said, "Well, let's go down further." I said, "You couldn't tell a semblance of where roads were." I said, "Why don't we start right in here, and we'll start penetrating here." I said, "Can you get something to move these?" Turns out Rescue 2 is where I worked. Rescue 2 was the rig that was there. Squad 1, who I knew just about everybody working. The officer was a super good friend of mine, you know. Lynn Tierney, who was good friends. Her car was behind them. There was a chief's car or two in the front of them. And these are the rigs that, I'm going to tell this guy. He said, "Listen, I know where I can pick up some sort of, I forgot what he said, but some sort of a crane pickup." I said, "You can get it?" He said, "I have to hotwire it." So what he's saying to me is, "I have to steal it." You know, I said, "Hotwire it, no problem, go." So he went and stole it. You know, what, somebody's going to get pissed? So he went and stole it. Next thing I know, this equipment is coming down the street. This guy is walking there. He said, "What do you want us to do?" I said, "Well, start right here. Get these cars. Get this chief's car. Just pick them up. Bring them down the block." He said, "Where do we put them?" kind of like saying, okay. I said, take them down to, I think it's called South End, is the next one down. I said, take them down as far as you can on South End. He said, don't go too far, we'll waste time, but go to South End. Don't dump them in the street. You got to leave the streets open for access. He said, throw them on the sidewalks. I said, okay. Went and picked up the first car. Of course, we're crushing the cars, I mean, but they've already been somewhat damaged. Just picked them up like toys and just started bringing cars down the street. Got them out of the way because I got to make room. You know, no need to just fuck things up more than they are with the shit. Came to rescue two. Actually tried to move it. I met a guy named Galleon who came in from home, rescue two. Finally, showed up at that end. I said, Lee, what are you going to try and do? I said, Bobby, we can get two out of the way. I said, but I don't think we can move it. It doesn't look like it's going to be drivable. He said, let me give it a shot. I said, he got in. It started up, but it wasn't going to move anyplace. You know? So I told the guy, I said, don't waste any more time, Bob. Told the guy, hook up, pull it out of here, get it out of here. I think Bob wanted to stay and try to hook it up, get it out. Hooked it up, pulled it. There were other chiefs that were there, standing there. I don't know. I don't want to. I think I can remember them, but I'm not going to say. The Rescue 2 was on Liberty, between West and South End. I'm pretty sure it's South End. The next street, the next thing would be the Hudson. They were there. A couple of chiefs' cars were there. Lynn Tierney's car was parked right in the back of the squad. Squad 1. Got two out of the way. Got the squad out of the way. Lynn's. Told the guy, I said, okay, we got to start penetrating from here in. As far as the heavy equipment is concerned, if I remember right, there might have been something down on West Street that came down West Street. And to get there, you either had a choice of where we were, you could come down the streets by the Hudson and literally drive into, I don't know the name of the... Behind the World Finance Center, there's the marina. You can drive in there. You can drive a truck through there. The people that came and brought the equipment that I wanted came from the north through the back of the World Finance and then out onto South Street and then on Liberty Street that way. Anybody else had to go all the way around the periphery. I guess Broadway, but they must... I'm trying to picture Broadway because I wasn't up on Broadway, but it had to have been wall-to-wall cars by now and trucks and ambulances from all over the counties that responded here. So it was difficult to get equipment down that end. I don't want to say for sure, but I don't remember too much at this point on West Street to speak of. The equipment that I got coming in was the first equipment that came down and made a penetration, a start at that point. Later in the day, and what was always amazing, and as the day went on, more people started penetrating different areas, and more people started getting to where I was, and what are you trying to do, which way do you want to go, and eventually I could sense that, okay, other people are now taking over, and doing just what, and I said, you know, you got it, because, okay, it's good, it started, and this is where they want to go, and we'll penetrate it that way. And then I remember going back onto the pile and looking around, and I don't remember what time. I don't have the vaguest idea what time this was anymore now. We were standing down there, and the Building 7 collapsed. So whatever time that was, I was still down by West. I was concerned about Brendan because he wasn't with me. Building 7 came straight down, just like the other buildings came down, but Building 7 was built traditional building. You know, box construction, I-beams, cross, horizontal, vertical. But it came straight down, which was like unbelievable. Those people that think about these things and know how buildings are built, it didn't fall to the side. It would have killed, I don't know how many people, it's 47 stories high. It came straight down. Anyhow, that was late in the day. There was a word going around that Building 7 looks like it might come down. Then somebody came up, not just to us, but came up to us, everybody in general, and whether it was a bullhorn or not, I don't know. Got to be careful, Building 7 could come down at any minute. And when a few of us that were standing, said, we looked at it, you know, it's like, that's not going to come down. Look at it. It was burning. Well, that doesn't mean it's going to come down. I don't think it was 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It was like a, came down. It's gone.